Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best! We improvise!
We think too much and feel too little.
What's but a smile on that face?
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame!
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
It's time for our COVID slot at this time of the afternoon. We generally chat to Dr. Daniel Israel. He is on the line. He's a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Burnham in Johannesburg. Daniel, great news coming out of Pfizer about oral medications against COVID.
Amazing. Hey, it really is great news, Simon. And I was thinking earlier how interesting it is how – who would have thought that a virus could produce so many products, so many discussions, so many controversies? It's unbelievable. Our lives are, it's almost that you could write a novel one day about the COVID soap opera that went on for 2 years.
Well, think about it, Dan.
But at the moment, we see that Pfizer once again, and Pfizer seems like they're heavily invested in, you know, changing the COVID space, has come up with a new drug that they released the results of one of their studies on Friday last week, which is called Paxlovid. And this basically prevents the COVID-19 virus from replicating in the body, which is unbelievable. Now, this isn't the first oral drug that's been out there. I think we discussed it even that Merck had a drug that they had put out and that has already been approved in the UK. But the claims from the studies is that Merck's drug reduces hospitalization and death by, say, about 50%. And Pfizer has claimed that their study now has shown an 89% reduction. So only 0.8% of the people who took this drug in early days of getting COVID, who were considered to be at higher risk, actually landed up in hospital or worse. So, of course, countries have jumped onto it and have ordered. The Pfizer shares have gone through the roof. And interestingly, other companies have actually dropped in some of their share prices. So this is where it becomes really interesting and part of the whole saga is how much business, how much politics. But at the end of the day, this is really a really promising treatment for COVID-19. And when we can start treating it, not just preventing it, then we're in a whole new ballgame.
You, I think, are taking a lot for granted in terms of our understanding as non-medics. So just go back 10 steps. The drug is meant as a prevent. Just go back. Explain.
No, so the drug is meant as a treatment. So again, it does not replace anything to do with vaccination or stopping or preventing COVID.
Yes.
But in patients who have a comorbidity primarily a comorbidity and are deemed to be at higher risk of landing up in hospital or at risk of dying from COVID, the drug is aimed at starting the treatment in the first 3 days or so of becoming symptomatic or giving a positive result. And that stops the virus from replicating inside the body, which reduces the viral load. The aim is to turn COVID from the serious virus that can cause COVID pneumonia, et cetera, into a mild illness, which this study really did show. And it is only one study, but it showed.
Is that similar to what happened to HIV in terms of those antiretroviral drugs, where it's become a chronic illness rather than a death sentence?
HIV and antiretrovirals are used chronically. So once someone's on those, they take them ongoing and it prevents viral replication or viral load from increasing in their bodies permanently. Whereas this is a short course, taken for, I think it's 10 tablets or it's a few days. And just like an antibiotic would be for a bacterial infection. And that is really fantastic because it means that those at higher risk have got something that they can go to actually treat it. So, you know, again, I actually thought at the beginning of COVID, I was like, I wonder one day if you'll have antivirals for COVID. And I remember when COVID came out, how patients would ask for Tamiflu because that's something used for influenza because they thought it might help.
Yeah.
Or antiretrovirals, which are used for HIV. But we learned that none of these things help for COVID. And here I say something that may help or will help.
Absolutely amazing. You are right, Daniel. They're definitely going to be and
interestingly, Simon, lastly, I mean, you see how Pfizer, as I was going to say, Pfizer really keeps it up. I mean, They went from Viagra to the Pfizer vaccine, which is the most widely vaccine in the world. And yes. Now they're flying up again in their share price and their treatments with this new Paxlovid. So I think it's a good investment, but I'm not a financial guru.
Daniel, it's becoming our financial advisor as well. Thank you so very much for your input this afternoon. And yeah, I'm going to stop making jokes at your expense now. I think it's time to leave it right there. Thanks, Daniel.